All right, everybody, let's face it. When you think of ancient Egypt, what comes to mind? Probably mummies, right? And those iconic pyramids.
Yeah, those are definitely the big attention grabbers.
For sure. But have you ever stopped to think about the minds behind all that? The incredible people who made those wonders happen?
It's easy to get lost in the spectacle.
Exactly. So today, we're diving deep into the story of one such mind, Imhotep. This guy makes those Hollywood depictions look tame. We're talking about the real deal here.
A true legend.
Okay, set the scene for us. Ancient Egypt, around 2650 BCE. Who was this Imhotep, and why should we care?
Well, he was a true polymath. We're talking physician, architect, priest, astronomer, scribe, even a high-ranking government official, all in one.
Wow, that's a lot of hats to wear.
Right. And he wasn't just dabbling either. He truly excelled in all of them.
So, like the ultimate Renaissance man, but way before the Renaissance.
That's a good comparison, but there's a key difference. Think about someone like Leonardo da Vinci. He pursued knowledge for its own sake. Imhotep, on the other hand, his skills were all about meeting the needs of his society.
So, practical application, not just theory.
Exactly. He served as vizier to Pharaoh Djoser.
Vizier. That sounds important.
Think of it like a prime minister. He oversaw all aspects of the kingdom. A brilliant mind and a powerful leader.
Now that's impressive. All those different roles, do they influence each other?
Absolutely. Imagine this. For Imhotep, understanding the human body might have connected to how he designed spaces for healing. Even the symbolism he used in his architecture.
That's fascinating. It's like his knowledge in one area enhanced his abilities in others. Speaking of architecture, we can't talk about Imhotep without mentioning his masterpiece, the Step Pyramid of Saqqara.
Ah, yes. That's truly an iconic structure. Six tiers, all limestone, over 200 feet high.
Okay, that's big. But was it just size that made it special?
No. This was a game changer. The world's first monumental stone building. It marked a shift from the traditional mud brick, a huge leap forward. And its shape, revolutionary. It started as a mastaba, a flat-roofed tomb.
I've seen pictures. Pretty basic design.
Right. But Imhotep transformed it into those six tiers, symbolizing Pharaoh Djoser's ascent. This wasn't just a tomb, it was a symbol of power, a testament to innovative engineering.
So he was pushing boundaries, thinking outside the box.
Exactly. It paved the way for the pyramids we know today, like those at Giza.
Wow, so Imhotep really set the stage for some of the most recognizable structures in history. But wait, there's more, right? Because he wasn't just a groundbreaking architect, he was also the father of medicine, right?
That's right. Long before Hippocrates, Imhotep was already documenting advanced medical techniques.
So are there like ancient medical journals with his name on them?
Sadly, his own writings are lost. But we do have this incredible document called the Edwin Smith Papyrus from about 1600 BCE. Scholars believe it's based on his teachings.
A medical textbook passed down through the ages. That's pretty cool. What kind of stuff does it cover?
It's amazing, actually. Surgical practices, treatments for injuries, even anatomical observations. What's really remarkable is its approach, rational, scientific.
So not just relying on magic or superstition.
Exactly. For example, it describes how to treat a dislocated jaw, very specific steps to manipulate it back into place, or a broken collarbone, bandaging, immobilization, all based on a deep understanding of the human body.
Wow, they were doing all that back then. He really was way ahead of his time.
And think about this, it's highly likely he did dissections to study anatomy. That's centuries before the Greeks get credit for similar practices.
Okay, so we've got Imhotep, the brilliant architect, A.N.D. Imhotep, the father of medicine. It's hard to imagine one person achieving all that. But wait, there's still more to his story, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. This is where things get even more fascinating. What happened after his death? Well, let's just say his legacy took a very unexpected turn.
Oh, I'm intrigued. What happened?
His legacy, it didn't just live on, it was elevated. Centuries after his death, he was worshipped as a god of medicine and healing.
Wait, he became a god? Wow, that's some serious recognition.
They built temples dedicated to him. People traveled from all over Egypt seeking healing at these sites.
So he was more than just a brilliant mind. He became a symbol of hope for an entire civilization.
Precisely. It wasn't just gratitude for his achievements. It was about preserving his knowledge, passing it down through generations. And his influence wasn't limited to Egypt either.
Precisely. It went beyond Egypt.
The Greeks and Romans, they revered him too. They even saw him as the equivalent of their own healing gods, like Asclepius.
So his story really transcended cultures and time periods. It makes you think, Why should we in the 21st century care about a guy who lived over 4,000 years ago?
That's the question, isn't it? But think about it. Imhotep's story aligns with some very modern values. Innovation, for example. He wasn't afraid to break from tradition. Think outside the box.
Like with the step pyramid.
Exactly. He was a pioneer. And think about his mastery of all those different disciplines. It speaks to lifelong learning, something we all strive for today.
That's a good point. We could all learn a thing or two from Imhotep. He was a true testament to the power of knowledge and perseverance. And those monumental works, like that incredible pyramid, they weren't built overnight. There was dedication there, resilience, a willingness to overcome challenges.
Absolutely. He achieved all of this within a society that really valued knowledge, expertise across different areas. It challenges us to think, what could we accomplish today if we embraced a similar approach? Collaboration, learning from each other, the possibilities are endless.
That's something to ponder, for sure. Imhotep's story is a powerful reminder that human potential knows no bounds. But before we get ahead of ourselves, let's delve a little deeper into the historical context surrounding Imhotep. His story really highlights a part of history that's often overlooked, the rich intellectual history of Africa.
That's so important to remember. He wasn't just a product of his time, he was a pioneer. His work influenced civilizations across continents and across time, a true testament to the brilliance that has always been present in Africa.
It's a good reminder that history is woven from contributions from all over the world. And Imhotep's story is a vital thread in that tapestry.
A thread that continues to resonate even today. His legacy should inspire us to be more curious, to challenge assumptions, and strive for greatness in whatever we're passionate about, just like he did.
His story truly is incredible, a testament to human potential. But we've only just scratched the surface. In part two, we'll explore even more about Imhotep's impact on the world and how his story continues to resonate today. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to our deep dive into the life of Imhotep. You know, one of the things that really strikes me about him is how he challenges our perceptions of ancient civilizations. We often think of them as, well, less sophisticated than us. But then you look at Imhotep's achievements.
Right, it's a total game changer.
Exactly. It's like, wow, human ingenuity and this thirst for knowledge, it's been around for a long time.
Absolutely. It's not limited to any specific time or place.
Yeah.
And speaking of reaching across time, we touched on this earlier, but Imhotep's legacy, it wasn't just contained to ancient Egypt. It spread to Greece and Rome, even influencing their medical practices and beliefs.
Oh, absolutely. The Greeks, those guys were all about knowledge, medicine, philosophy, you name it. And they were fascinated by Egyptian wisdom. They saw Imhotep as this legendary sage, someone whose wisdom went beyond cultural boundaries.
So it wasn't just them borrowing ideas. They actually saw Imhotep as the source, someone they really respected.
Exactly. They even went so far as to equate him with their own god of healing, Asclepius.
Wow. That's a pretty big deal to have that kind of crossover.
It really is. And it wasn't just scholars either, this reverence. It was widespread. It shows you the power of his legacy. He wasn't just a name in a book. He was a figure who inspired awe and reverence centuries after his death.
And it wasn't just about reverence, right? It actually impacted their medical practices.
Oh, for sure. Greek and Roman physicians, they'd actually invoke Imhotep's name, asking for his guidance, his blessing.
So he was like a patron saint of medicine for them.
That's a great way to put it. It shows how universal Imhotep's story is. He became the symbol of healing, of wisdom that went beyond cultural differences.
It's like his story taps into this shared human desire for knowledge, for healing. Something that goes back thousands of years.
Exactly. It reminds us that despite all our differences, we share these fundamental values, this desire to heal, to create, to build. They're timeless. They connect us across cultures, across time periods.
It's pretty profound when you think about it. So what do you think? What's the most important lesson we can take away from Imhotep's story today?
That's a good one. There's a lot to learn from him, but I think one thing stands out. The importance of interdisciplinary thinking. He wasn't just an architect or a physician. He was both and more. He saw the connections between things that others might have missed, and that's what allowed him to make those groundbreaking contributions.
That's really relevant, especially today. We get so caught up in specializing, in focusing on just one thing.
Right. Imhotep's story is like a reminder to broaden our horizons.
To be more adaptable, more open to learning from different fields.
Yes. Especially in a world that's constantly changing, innovation often happens at the intersection of disciplines.
So instead of limiting ourselves, we should be connecting the dots, like Imhotep did with his architecture and medicine.
Exactly. His approach shows us that sometimes the biggest breakthroughs, they come from stepping outside our comfort zones, combining our passions, our expertise in new ways.
It makes you think, what could we achieve if we were a little more like Imhotep?
Yeah.
But let's be real. For a lot of people, their main exposure to him, it's from the Mummy movies. And, well, let's just say that portrayal takes some creative liberties.
Yes. Hollywood's Imhotep. Those movies are fun, but it's important to remember they're not exactly accurate.
Yeah, they go for the sensationalism. The real story gets a little lost in the process.
Which is a shame, because the real Imhotep, his story is way more compelling, more inspiring than any fictionalized account.
For sure. So let's set the record straight. He wasn't some supernatural villain. He was a brilliant mind, a pioneer, someone whose legacy still inspires us thousands of years later.
Well said. It's important to remember, behind every legend, there's a real person with real struggles, real aspirations. And in Imhotep's case, that person was truly exceptional.
Absolutely. As we wrap up this part of our deep dive, let's take a moment to appreciate the real Imhotep, the man behind the myth.
I like that. Let's remember him not as a fictional monster, but as a symbol of human potential, the power of intellect, creativity, that relentless pursuit of knowledge.
And on that note, we'll be moving on to the final part of our deep dive. We'll be exploring the lasting impact of Imhotep's legacy, what we can learn from his extraordinary life. Stay tuned. And we're back, wrapping up our deep dive into the amazing world of Imhotep. It's been quite a journey. This guy, he really set the bar high, didn't he?
He really did. A true visionary.
As we close out our exploration, I want to shift gears a bit. What does Imhotep's story mean for us today, here in the 21st century? What lessons can we take away from his life, his work, something we can apply to our modern world?
That's the key question, right? I think for me, one of the biggest takeaways is that idea of lifelong learning and interdisciplinary thinking. He wasn't stuck in just one box: physician, architect, priest, astronomer. The list goes on and on.
Talk about a multi-hyphenate.
Right. Centuries ahead of his time. And that's something we can all learn from, I think. No matter what path you're on, being able to adapt to learn new things, it's crucial. Especially in today's world, things are changing so fast. Imhotep, he's a perfect example of that.
So instead of getting tunnel vision, we should be broadening our horizons, looking at things from different angles.
Exactly. Like, think about Imhotep, combining architecture and medicine. It's like, who would have thought? But that's where innovation happens, when you break down those walls between disciplines.
It's like he saw those connections that other people missed. He saw the human body as a structure, maybe even a sacred space. And that informed both his medicine and his architecture.
Exactly. It makes you wonder, what amazing things could we create if we were a little more daring, a little more willing to blend our passions, our expertise?
It also makes you think about curiosity, right? That willingness to question things, to challenge those assumptions. In Imhotep, he didn't just accept the status quo. He experimented. He pushed the boundaries. And look what happened. He revolutionized those fields he was passionate about.
Absolutely. He reminds us to always be asking why, to look for new perspectives, and to be bold. Like, imagine if he just stuck with mud brick. We might not have the pyramids, the temples, all those wonders that we marvel at today.
And speaking of those wonders, that step pyramid, the sheer scale of it, it's mind-blowing.
It really is. It wasn't just a building. It was a statement, ambition, ingenuity. It's a testament to what humans can achieve, you know?
It really makes you think, what could WE do if we applied that kind of ambition to our challenges today? What could we build?
It's exciting to think about. So if we had to sum up Imhotep's legacy, what would you say? What's the core message?
That's a tough one. There's so much to his story. But I think at its heart, it's about inspiration. Imhotep shows us that we're capable of incredible things. If we embrace knowledge, if we challenge limitations, and if we dare to dream big, he was proof that human potential, it really has no limits. Even after 4,000 years, his story still resonates.
I love that. It makes you wonder, what would he say to us today if we could ask him for advice?
What do you think he'd say?
Maybe something like, never stop learning. I never stop questioning him, and never underestimate the power of human ingenuity to make a better future, you know?
Wise words. Wise words from a very wise figure. Well, folks, we've reached the end of our deep dive. It's been a fascinating journey exploring the life and legacy of this extraordinary individual. Imhotep, architect, healer, scholar, and so much more.
A true Renaissance man, way before his time.
And a reminder that even after thousands of years, his story still has something to teach us. about the power of knowledge, the importance of curiosity, and the boundless potential that lies within each and every one of us.
Beautifully said.
Thanks for joining us on The Deep Dive. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep reaching for the stars. Just like Imhotep did all those centuries ago.